Arizona News Radio. A federal judge rules that authorities can now enforce the so-called show me your papers provision of SB 1070.
I'm concerned about in terms of how it's enforced, in terms of, you know, sort of a racial profile.
That's activist Randy Perez. Law enforcement officials say there will not be any problems. Phoenix police investigate an apparent murder-suicide, the bodies of two elderly people found inside their burning home.
At least preliminarily treating it as a murder-suicide. There are no indications that there was anybody from the outside that may have been involved in it.
Mojave County Sheriff's deputies arrested alleged shoplifting suspect. The 47-year-old took some milk into a men's restroom.
Deputies entered the men's restroom and contacted the male suspect. Deputies observed he was only wearing boots, underwear, and a shirt.
Scottsdale police want aggravated DUI charges against Diamondbacks broadcaster Mark Grace.
The blood results showed a 0.095% blood alcohol content.
He was also driving without an interlock. George Tanner, Arizona News.
This check of York Haven Extravic is a service of the 99 Cent Only Store. Look for an accident off the side, westbound Loop 202 at 24th Street. Also, we still have that serious accident, Southern Avenue at Stapley. Another wreck, Greenfield at East McKellips. It's game time at 99 Cent Only Stores. Feed your hungry fans those halftime snacks. Pick up chips, pretzels, and popcorn for only 99.99 cents each. That's at the 99 Cent Only Store. Here's your Wednesday forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Strong high pressure still right on top of the state. So for the next day or two, we will be above normal. 104 tomorrow. By Friday, we start to cool 101. And then we get that California front moving across over the weekend. Partly cloudy, upper 90s. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Thanks, Jimmy. Currently here in Midtown, we're at 105 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chad Reynolds, and you're up to date.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As a proud father of 5 daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
It's only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Independent Talk. 1100. KFNX. This is Legalese, where the law is always on your side. Now introducing your host, a longtime veteran of the courts, Dennis Willinchek.
Hey, Chet, that's the amazing Chet. And I don't even notice him anymore because he's so thin now. He's on that crash diet, and he's doing all kinds of exercising and stuff. It's scary. I got to get some exercising done because Chet...
I'll hook you up.
Yeah, Chet's making me look bad. All right, well, here we are again every Wednesday from 4 to 5, preceding Michael Savage. This is Dennis Willinchek on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. And this week, we are proud and pleased to have Grant Woods on our show. Grant is a former attorney general, graduated ASU College of Law in 1979, served as congressional chief of staff for John McCain, and later as Arizona's attorney general from 91 to 99. And Grant has a long, long resume, so I'm not going to go into everything he's done, but suffice it to say he's in private practice now at Grant Woods Law and won many, many, many big verdicts in antitrust, fraud, breach of contract, wrongful termination, medical malpractice, on and on. He's a jack of all trades and is elected to the International Academy of Trial Lawyers and has a successful government relations practice, won many top awards from many organizations, and also writes a column for Arizona Attorney and opinion pieces in the Arizona Republic. Grant lives in Phoenix with 5 children, unless you got some more on the way.
We booted quite a few of them out of the house now. So okay. There's only 2 left in the house.
Two left, okay. God. You're on your way. Well, Grant, we're pleased to have you. And, you know, there's so much going on, really, that we want to talk to you about here on behalf of our audience. And so thank you for coming on the show.
Sure. This is great.
Yeah. And let's start, I think, with the most obvious, which is what's going on in the presidential election. Now, you're an observer of all this, and I know from knowing you for years that you keep tabs on all this. What's your take on what's going on in that?
Well, I think it's really close. I think it's up for grabs. It's amazing to me to watch the media report this race. I think I'll have to say I think with few exceptions, it's been pretty biased reporting. I can go through some of that, but for example, just in the last week, you know what? Basically, we were attacked on 9/11, and yet the focus of that was the focus of the reporting along with that for quite a while was that Romney went too early with his statement and things like that. Really nonsense, because I mean, who cares? I mean, let's focus on what's important. What's important is what was going on in the Mideast, not whether he should have waited a little more or not. But that was a good distraction. It's just now
thing. Don't you think the media just makes too much of these kind of things?
Well, they do make too much of it, and the narrative which goes on today for the last two or three weeks has been that Romney is losing.
Yeah.
Can he win? Looks like he's dead. Is Romney dead yet? And yet, if you look at the polls, first national polls, it's a dead heat. Gallup had Obama up by 6. Now that's down to 1. Rasmussen has had Romney up for most of the last week. If you go state by state, which is what's really important, it's a dead heat. Some polls have him up, have Romney up. Some of them have him down in Florida. A dead heat in Iowa. A dead heat in New Hampshire, Virginia. Slightly up in North Carolina. Down in Michigan. Down a little in Wisconsin. Dead heat in Colorado, dead heat in Nevada. Ohio, depends on the poll, slightly in favor of the president, but pretty close. So the point is, when you look at all of that, how can you say, is Romney dead? Is the race over? The reality is the race is totally up for grabs. So it's, and then, of course, this last thing that just happened here with this
video from Mother Jones.
I thought it was much ado about not much. It's not the greatest thing to have out there, because one thing I learned in politics is if you have to explain a nuance as far as your position, you are in trouble because everything's filtered. Yeah. Again, through the media, and the public isn't that keen on nuances I think the majority of them. And so this was a more of a nuanced message, I think, that he was giving to his high-dollar donors.
Right.
But it's not a big deal to me. And yet,
well, they're sure making a big deal out of it.
They're making a huge deal of this. So I don't know. I think the presidential race is up for grabs, I think. Consequently, current events could change it in the next 5 or 6 weeks. The debates might have an impact. Who knows? You know, it depends on what happens in the debates. The last debates, McCain and Obama, really didn't impact the race. They both did fine.
Yeah.
Their supporters each thought they won. But we've seen some instances in the past where
I think in this race, don't you, that the debates may make a difference? Because
it might.
I think a lot of people, notwithstanding what the polls show, are really just kind of not really sure at this point. I think they left the convention, a lot of them.
Well, there's a group, obviously. There's not many.
I'm talking about the people that are undecided.
Yeah, the undecideds are
big group.
Well, I don't know. I mean, let's say it's 47, 46 or something like that among likely voters. That's not very many undecided. So I don't know. The debates could make a difference. I think people like us and people who listen to your show are more likely to listen to the debates, although all of us have probably made up our mind already anyway. So, I mean, we're really into it. The average person, I don't know.
That's a good point.
If it's up for grabs or not. The other thing you have to look at is in these polls, you know, what's going on in the polls? How are they weighted? And most of the polls have weighted this, not Rasmussen, who is generally the best, at least historically, but the other Gallup and the other polls have they're going under some presumptions that I don't know that are true. They're saying that they're weighting their polls as if the African-American vote is going to be very strong, probably as high as last time. Same with the Hispanic vote, same with the young person's vote. In my view, the African-American vote will be almost as strong as it was last time. I think it'll be slightly less, but strong. I understand that. Hispanic vote, I don't think so. I think that'll be much less than it was last time. And the youth vote, I don't see it happening. That was a one-time deal.
Yeah.
You know, there's been so many politicians that have lost their careers, or their careers never started because they banked on young people going to vote.
True.
They generally don't vote.
I don't think they're as energized as
no,
they were last time.
I don't sense that. I think there's going to be a dramatic fall off among young people. I mean, like right now, you know, let's face it, old people, they vote and they've got it circled. They got election day circled. That's what they're doing that day.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a highlight of the week.
Right.
Young people, they can't figure out how to vote, where to vote. How do I do this?
Yeah.
What day is it again? And pretty soon it's gone.
I mean,
you know, we'll see. They could get fired up, but I don't think so. So consequently, I think maybe those polls, exaggerate the president's lead.
Well, I think
said
it's
all
clear
of that, you know, if all you hear is, Romney's blowing it. Romney's making mistakes. Romney's doing this. Romney's doing that.
Yeah, they want to influence the election.
It could influence the election.
Well, I mean, it's clear that the media is trying to influence the election by declaring him dead already.
It's a joke.
And creating a perception.
Crazy.
Now,
you know,
causing people to stay away.
Yeah. I don't think they will be able to. That, they could suppress. If people thought, well, Obama's going to win. Will the Romney voters stay home? I don't think so. I think there's so much dislike of the president that they won't stay home, and maybe some of his people will stay home.
We're going to take a break right now. We're talking with Grant Woods, former attorney general and trial lawyer extraordinaire in Arizona. And we're talking about all kinds of topics with Grant. Right now we're talking about political issues, and we'll come back to those shortly after this commercial message break.
Join Sandra R. Sunday evenings at 6:30 p.m. for My Versatile Life, a conversation about people and God and the wisdom to overcome challenging situations. My Versatile Life, Sunday at 6:30 p.m.
Is your website at the top of Google? Go to SEOPhoenix.com for a free search engine optimization report. SEO Phoenix is the only company in Arizona to offer a search engine ranking guarantee. That's right, guaranteed. We are Arizona's SEO rock stars. Grow your business and get to the top. Go to SEOPhoenix.com for your free SEO report. That's SEOPhoenix.com, SEOPhoenix.com.
Ever wonder how to get more customers? Mobile advertising is a unique and effective way to advertise your business with leading mobile billboards. Your business is advertised on our mobile advertising trucks and will get seen by as many as 500,000 commuters in the valley daily. Want to know more? Go to leadingproductions.com/KFNX today and claim your exclusive offer for KFNX listeners. Remember, leadingproductions.com/KFNX.
Herschel Walker and John Bradshaw will headline the Art of Recovery Expo September 22nd at the Phoenix Convention Center. The Art of Recovery Expo knows that deciding to get help for addiction involves plenty of hurdles, and finding the quality professional resources you need shouldn't be one of those hurdles. The Art of Recovery Expo, now in its seventh year, offers more information, resources, and solutions than ever. September 22nd with free workshops throughout the day. For information, visit artofrecoveryexpo.com.
Start packing, honey. We're buying our dream house.
Wait, but we can't qualify for a mortgage yet.
No problem. We have our down payment, and Cove Financial has the mortgage alternative program. We get to buy the house we want and move in right now. And they give us up to 6 years to qualify for a loan.
All right, what's the catch?
No catch. We get pre-qualified from Cove, pick our house with our real estate agent, and sign a contract to buy it. Then we move in. Our down payment is safely deposited with a nationwide escrow company, and our purchase price and lease payments are fixed. We just tell Cove when we want to close escrow, and the home is ours.
And we can guarantee this is where our kids will grow up? Oh, I like the sound of that.
Do you have a down payment but don't currently qualify for a mortgage? Call Cove today and get pre-qualified for their mortgage alternative program with no cost or obligation at 888-552-8538. That's Cove Financial Group, 888-552-8538, 888-552-8538.
You'll feel psyched up, tuned in, turned on, and megawired for sound. What? Yeah, tune in to Healthy House Call as we discuss the secrets to wellness, longevity, and abundant energy. Tune in Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. as we broadcast live and direct from Healthy Habit Health Food Store.
Billy Joel. Okay, well, we're talking with Grant Woods, former attorney general and trial lawyer here in Arizona. Grant is very close with John McCain, was involved with his presidential campaign last time around. And I guess the question I have, Grant, given that is, and given your inside information on that is, what's different about this campaign of Romney that's going to pull it off versus McCain? I mean, where's the distinctions that you see?
Well, I think McCain was a much better candidate than Romney myself. I'm a little biased, but I like them both, but I do think McCain is a better candidate. However, he had a number of things against him. One, people were sick of George W. Bush, and the antipathy towards Bush was big. And consequently, people really wanted to change. So McCain had to persuade people, okay, I'm not Bush. Well, he's a Republican. And
then Bush is endorsing him.
Yeah, and they appear together, and you can't throw him over. So that was a very tough situation. Then you had Obama, who at the time had no record. So everybody kind of put their own hopes and dreams in Obama. And Obama, theoretically, sounds great. It's like Congressman Ryan said, hey, the idea of an Obama president was very appealing.
Right.
Until we saw what it was.
Exactly.
And then, of course, we, you know, McCain.
Of course, it's not over yet, he's saying. It's not finished. I'm still on the job, and I got to finish it. Notwithstanding, he said he would take care of it in 3 years.
Yeah, I noticed it. You know, this week he took some trade action against China. He hadn't done it in three and a half years,
right.
And he's now getting around to it in southern Ohio.
He's busy with
coincidentally,
things. Busy with the economy.
Well, he's too busy to see Netanyahu. But he's not too busy to go on Letterman to go hang out with Jay-Z and Beyonce last night.
Yeah, I noticed that.
It's a joke. I mean, I think...
What do you think, by the way, I know this is a tangent, but what do you think of the president sitting there with Letterman sort of being the major domo and him kind of like the puppet? Did that look weird to you?
I don't know. I mean, it's just the way.
I think it's weird for a president to be sitting there on the couch.
It's questionable.
I thought it was weird.
Yeah, but it's the way the world is now.
Yeah,
now
so.
We're just like it's all campaign all the time, and we don't care. We'll do.
They're all entertainers.
He goes on The View. There's nothing you won't do.
Right,
you know?
They're just all entertainers.
Yeah, it turns into that.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
then McCain also, of course, the internal polling for McCain showed him up. Right before the economic meltdown.
Right.
Now, how it would have finished, I don't know. But once the economy hit the skids, we had this huge crisis. They suspended the campaigns and all that. It was over.
Yeah,
and people were like, "No, we got to."
Everybody knew.
Yeah, it was over at that point. There's
but
nothing.
But you don't
McCain
sense that now
done.
In this campaign.
No, not at all. I think the
because there was an article that said that same feeling is pervasive.
Oh,
now.
That's crap.
Yeah.
I mean, once again, that's just people. Yeah. Mainly, half of those articles emanate from the New York Times,
right.
or something related to the New York Times. But I think I think one big thing that Romney has going for him. Mm-hmm. Well, he has two things.
One, he doesn't have Sarah Palin.
Well, that's another good thing. He has a very strong vice presidential candidate, and not someone who he has to worry about all the time, which, right. You know, Palin was a mixed bag at best, let's put it that way. And she was disqualifying for many people. So he has a strong vice presidential candidate. The economy is still the issue in Romney. That's his issue, supposedly. I mean, he is qualified on the economy. McCain's more a foreign policy guy.
Right.
And then lastly, we have an Obama record now. So it's not the hopes and dreams that you put onto Obama. It's how did Obama do? Well, he did terribly. I mean,
so why hasn't Romney really taken a surge? I mean, why isn't it? Why is
he's
it
not the
close?
Best candidate? I don't think. And I think
what is the deal there? Is he just? Personally, like a stiff person?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to change that.
Right.
My view is you ought to just embrace it. Embrace who you are. And when you see guys out there with the starched Levi's and the, you know, trying to act like a normal guy.
Work shirt.
The fake work shirt. Yeah. I hate that.
Right. Rolled up sleeves.
He's not. Oh, yeah. And it's rolled up just perfectly. Obviously, someone did it for him. It's fake.
Yeah.
And we know it's fake. That's not him. I mean, if you had to pick who you're going to have a beer with, you know, George W. Bush was a great guy, but that didn't mean he was a great president.
Yeah.
Obama, you know, I like to play basketball. I'd love to play basketball with the president, but I don't want him to be president of the United States.
I think you'd throw a couple of shots at him, I think, if you played.
I would.
Yeah.
I couldn't help yourself. But Romney ought to just say, hey, look, I'm a rich white guy, and I'm not like most people, but
right.
So what? I don't care. I could care less. He's a good guy.
Well, I think that's why that 47% thing hurt him.
It hurt him because it played right into his into the negativity of his image.
Right.
But that's who he is, so don't worry about it. That's who you are. Here's the thing. When I'm hiring...
But also I notice that most people that fix businesses and things are like that.
Yeah, they are. That's what I'm saying. If I'm going to hire a great trial lawyer and I'm going to come to you, I don't really get into, as your client, I don't get into, well, you know, what kind of guy is Dennis? Do I want to hang out with him? Do we have the exact same interest? No, you want to win your case. That's
good.
Why I go
That's
to you.
That's a good
you. Point. Want to win the case. And right now, I want the President of the United States to be able to fix the economy, to be pro-business, to be able
to... I don't necessarily have to have a beer with him, right?
I don't want to have a beer with him. Who cares? Absolutely. And that is the dumbest thing to me.
Right.
You want them to be... good person.
Frankly, I don't want it to be a regular guy. To be candid, it's a great point you raised because a regular guy can't do anything in the office.
Have you seen regular guys?
Obama may be a regular guy.
Look at the regular guys around walking the street. I don't want them running the country.
I still contend that I want to see Obama's SAT scores. But listen, did you see that
movie? We went to the same college, you know.
Oh, you did?
Well, he went to Occidental. And
for a very short time,
he went there
right?
for 2 years. Yeah. He couldn't hack it, so he went to Columbia.
Yeah, yeah, which says it all.
Yeah.
But I still want to see his SAT scores, okay?
Well,
but they're not being released, by the way.
No, none of that's going to be released. I think he...
No, the point I'm getting to is not just to be belittling of him, but I mean, the reality is I think he was oversold is all I'm saying, you know? And did you see the movie 2016? I haven't seen that.
No, I didn't go see it.
Yeah, somebody was telling me about it. I'm just kind of curious.
I've had enough of Obama, honestly. I'm just going to have to... I don't know what I'm going to do. And I was very immature also in the Democratic convention, I'll have to say. And it's funny because, you know, I vote for a number of Democrats over the years just because I vote for who I think is the best person.
Well,
I really don't care one way or the other, Republican or Democrat. Generally, philosophically, I will vote for the Republican. But if you got one guy who's a great candidate and the other one's a jerk, I'm not going to vote for the jerk just because he's a Republican.
Which leads me to the point that you are very independent-minded, and it's one of the things I admire about you. Let's talk while we're on it and change the subject a little bit to like the local races. Now, the sheriff, for example, I know you are not supporting him, but in the past I think you did support him at one point.
Sure,
so
when
what,
he got in
what,
there.
So let's talk about that for a minute. What caused you to endorse Paul – I assume
Penzone.
It's Paul Penzone.
Yeah. Well, I just because I couldn't support Arpaio anymore. you know, even the greatest comedy acts go stale. and I'm just this one has gone stale.
His ads, though, we were just talking about this before.
His ads are fine. I don't care about his ads.
No, his ads now are a softer.
Oh, of course,
kinder,
gentler. He's nice to dogs and kids and all that. I think he's. Here's a little secret. I hate to say this, but actually, I'll give credit to Joe Arpaio. When Joe Arpaio ran the first time back in '92, he said he was only going to serve one term because he was going to work hard to see that the sheriff was appointed. Because really, the sheriff was not that big a deal. The sheriff is a jailer primarily, and it ought to be appointed. I agree with him. Mm-hmm. And we hear more about the friggin' sheriff than they probably did in 1812 when it was more relevant, you know, in the Arizona Territory. So
tell it to a lot of little kids on the west side, I guess, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I think the sheriff, I don't know what his problem is, but I think he's done a crappy job. He cost us an enormous amount of money in lawsuits. And, you know, I think his whole I think the having sweeps in primarily Hispanic neighborhoods over and over and over was really an injustice. And it sent a message to the Hispanic community, which is a vital part of Arizona, that was really negative. It's not right. So I'm not going to support him. I don't care. You know, I know he's the favorite. Pinzon's a quality candidate, and it's obviously an uphill battle. But I supported the sheriff when I thought he was doing a good job. He's not doing a good job. He needs to retire. So he won't retire. We'll have to retire him.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break shortly. We've got Grant Woods, a former attorney general on our show, trial lawyer presently in Phoenix. We're going to talk a little bit more, by the way, about that point when we come back. We're going to talk about SB 1070 because I understand you're on the radio today talking about
that.
Sure,
yeah.
Okay, so we've got about a minute left, Grant, and I just want to ask you real quickly in that minute. So how does that fare with some of your Republican colleagues in terms of supporting Democrats? You take a lot of heat on that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, I really don't. The Republican Party in Arizona, boy, it's a multifaceted thing. So, you know, for example, I'm supporting Jeff Flake in the race for Senate. That's against a very strong Democratic candidate in Carmona. But I'm not going to support the nutcases who are out there, and there's a lot of nutcases in the Republican Party right now.
Sorry. All right, well, we've got to take a break for the news, and we'll be back with Grant Woods, former Attorney General, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. This is Dennis Wolinchek.
NBC News Radio, I'm Melissa Ray Berger. A new report says the Attorney General was not to blame for the fast and furious gun trafficking probe. Congressional Republicans such as Jason Chaffetz of Utah are not necessarily convinced.
There need to be more documents released. We still have not seen a bulk of these documents that the Inspector General got to see. And then we also have to put the reforms in place.
In the report, the Justice Department's Inspector General says there's no evidence that Attorney General Eric Holder was informed about the operation. Holder says the report makes it clear that the flawed strategies in the gun-running probe were driven by field agents without his knowledge or approval. There are encouraging reports from the housing market. Walter Maloney is with the National Association of Realtors.
The housing market is steadily recovering. We've got consistent increases now in both home sales and median prices, with more people taking advantage of the really good affordability conditions.
Stocks finished the day slightly higher following those positive reports on home sales and housing construction. This is NBC News Radio.
Arizona News Radio Chief Deputy Rod Rothrock says state law dictates that he is now the acting sheriff following last night's traffic accident death of Sheriff Larry Deaver in Williams.
He was a good friend. He was a mentor. He was an educator to the public, and he was our patriarch. And it's shaking us.
A new report questions the actions of many people in the Justice Department in the failed Fast and Furious gun walking program. California Congressman Daryl Issa.
There's no question there needs to be real reform at justice. That's something that I think in the wake of Brian Terry's murder, we owe it to the family to fix it.
Things back to normal at a North Phoenix convenience market. A white powder turned out to be talcum powder in a restroom.
It didn't look normal. It wasn't identified. It was in a bag. It's in a bathroom. There was no identifying marks on it.
Fire in remodeled Tucson hotel. Suspicious.
It was a renovation. They were updating it and obviously changing some things, and it's still in that construction phase.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic, a service of Try for Life. Look for that accident. University Drive at Gilbert. Also, we have a wreck Greenfield Road east of McKellips. Also an accident eastbound I-10 at Baseline. And we still have that serious collision Southern Avenue at Stapley. Try for Life isn't just weight loss, it's lifestyle management therapy. It's doctor designed and supervised with a 100% success rate. Covered by most health insurance, Gang, to find out more, go to tryforlife.net. That's TRIFORLIFE.net. Here's your forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Strong high pressure still right on top of the state. So for the next day or two, we will be above normal. 104 tomorrow. By Friday, we start to cool 101, and then we get that California front moving across over the weekend. Partly cloudy, upper 90s. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Thanks, Jimmy. Currently, we're at 104 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willinchek & Bartness have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willinchek & Bartness focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
Hi, I'm Steve Cates, host of A Call to Rights here on KFNX. If you haven't heard our show every Saturday from noon to 2, you're missing out on the greatest in news, commentary, and guests discussing your rights under our Constitution. The latest updates on how to protect your rights from an out-of-control government. And you'll learn our most important motto, how never to be a victim. If you're concerned with the direction our country is going, tune in and learn how to help take it back. Take back your rights on A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates, Saturdays at noon on KFNX.
Did you know that more than 65% of corporations on the New York Stock Exchange are using barter? In fact, more than 470,000 companies in the U.S. participate in barter. What do they know that you don't? Think you know barter? Think again. With Premier Barter, the Valley's fastest-growing and most business-friendly barter company, you can gain access to a network of more than 40,000 companies. Through Premier Barter, you can expand your customer base and generate barter dollars, which can be spent through hundreds of companies locally and thousands of companies nationwide. Almost anything you can think of, things you're currently buying for cash, can be acquired with barter. Visit www.premierbarter.com. It will be the best business decision you ever make. 602-470-8020. That's 602-470-8020. More than 470,000 companies in the U.S. participate in barter. What do they know that you don't? Call Premier Barter today. That's 602-470-8020. PremierBarter.com.
When I grew up,
you're out of order.
I want to be a lawyer just like you.
You're out of order.
Good for you, son.
The whole trial is out of order.
If there's one thing America needs,
they're out of order.
It's more lawyers.
Oh. Yes, that's what America needs. More lawyers like Grant Woods. We're talking with Grant Woods, former attorney general and trial lawyer. Grant tries a lot of cases and big cases in the state. And still involved with the political world, and we were just talking about some of his likes and dislikes in terms of people running for office now. And don't you get tired of it at some point, or are you just hooked on this stuff?
No, I do get tired of it, yeah. I didn't get tired of – I don't know. Maybe you're just getting old. I mean, that may be it. I grew up here with – I was inspired by – my congressman was John Rhodes, and then when I hung out with Mr. Rhodes, I got to be around Mo Udall and Barry Goldwater, who was one of my heroes.
Yeah.
And it was Carl Hayden, then it was John McCain, and it was people of this caliber.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, not so much.
Not so much.
Well, I don't know. I heard one of the congressmen on the radio one day saying, "Hey, you know, I hope you guys will come out because I'm pumping gas down at," and he gave the address. He was pumping gas. And I thought, I don't really see Mo Udall or John Rhodes down there pumping gas.
No. That's what I was saying about sitting on the couch in Letterman. It seems like the office is
kind of demeaning. Yeah, it really has. I think so, too.
Yeah, I was going to just ask that question and maybe have some thoughts on that. Why can't we produce people like that now?
I'll tell you what, because you almost have to be crazy to run. You are walking into a war. You just have to get that mentality. I just used this analogy yesterday with the governor. I'm close to her, and I said, "Look, you're in a war, and if you do anything at all, certainly if you're out there fighting the battles that she fights, or that anyone, right or left. You're in a war, and the difference is today they want to bring you down. Mm-hmm. And by bring you down, it isn't this they want to defeat you in an election. They don't care if they bankrupt you or put you in jail. They'll do personal. Whatever they have to do. It's personal. They want to bury you. That's how it's gotten. And it's 24/7 now.
Now, it wasn't like that when you were in office. Was it that bad?
It wasn't as bad. You know, we were going in that direction. Yeah. But the it's also exacerbated, I think, by 24/7 news, by the internet. Bloggers and people can comment anonymously. The old Woodward and Bernstein days where we got to have two sources or anything. You don't have to have anything. Rumors nowadays.
The comments are so acerbic and obnoxious, whereas you couldn't get that stuff even in a newspaper.
Of course not, no. Yeah. So consequently, to answer your question, the really top people just don't want to do it. It doesn't seem worth it. And I used to spend an awful lot of my time trying to persuade people that it was worth it. And I'll have to say right now, I don't know that I can say that it's worth it.
And what about you? Are you ever thinking of getting back into
it? I'm really not, for that reason. I mean, I don't see it. I don't see why I would make that decision, you know, that I would go do that to myself and to my family and everybody else. I used to think, when I was growing up, I thought, well, you know, I don't have to worry about this because, hey, I'm an Eagle Scout from Mesa. You know, I mean, really, I mean, I was kind of a boring guy in that respect. I mean, I don't have any problems. So why do I worry about what they're going to say? Well, here's what I learned very quickly. They just make it up.
Yeah.
And you take a fact here and a fact there, and you put it together, make it look bad, and
you're on the defensive.
Oh, you're on the defensive, and you just can't believe it. You're going, you got to be kidding me. I'm a good guy. Well, it doesn't matter. Just forget that. So I don't know. I'm not interested in running for office. The other problem, realistically, also is the Republican Party, as I said, has kind of moved away from me. I'm a Goldwater type Republican. I don't know where I fit in anymore. That means I really do believe in less government, less regulation, less taxes. But I also don't want the government in my bedroom or in my doctor's room or anything else. I don't care if people are gay. That is zero interest of mine. People's sex life or lifestyle or anything. I do think women should make their own health decisions, not the government. So where do I go in the Republican Party?
I don't know. It's a good question. I wanted to ask you about that, about the state.
You go
of the
independent,
Party.
Really? Yeah. Well, I think the Republican Party. What I don't like is that they have these litmus tests, so that someone with my views or a Goldwater type. Wouldn't pass anymore. Where you can't, I don't know. Certainly, you should have basic principles, and we all agree on the basic principles, I think. But then they throw in positions on certain issues.
And they alienate people,
right? And instead
who
of
otherwise would be Republicans,
exactly.
That's exactly the
Republican
point.
Party could have it all. Right. I've always said that,
exactly.
But instead they don't because they, for example, let's just take the gay issue. The Republican Party is on the losing side of that one today, and then probably 10 years ago when I was Attorney General, they weren't on the losing side. It's shifted now. They're on the losing side, and if you want to know where it's going, talk to anyone under the age of 30. They could care less about someone's sexual orientation.
And they're on the losing side of the woman issue.
I think they're on the losing side of that one as well. Again,
women find it hard.
I understand I understand someone thinks abortion is murder and all that. By the way, I had this discussion with some people the other day. Please stop saying people are pro-abortion. I've never met anyone who's pro-abortion. Anyone who says, you know what? Abortion's great.
Right.
I love abortions. I hear someone had an abortion. I'm so happy. I mean, it's a joke.
Right.
Can't we define this that, hey, we disagree? One person says
– no one's promoting abortion.
No one is. Right. What the people on that side of the issue are saying that, look, I don't want the government deciding this.
I agree.
That is a legitimate Republican position. It's one I totally understand if you think it's murder, life begins at conception, that you disagree with that. But there should be room for both within the Republican Party, and there hasn't been for a long time. On the gay issue,
I'm not even sure
they're going to have to wake
do
up
with
on
politics
that.
Per se anyway. I never did.
I don't know. It's a tough one. But also, Dennis, with I've always believed this. For example, I'm very pro-death penalty. You know, we brought the death penalty back to Arizona. I mean, we hadn't executed anybody in 30 years, and all of a sudden we started executing everybody.
But again, it's funny when you say I'm pro-death penalty. It's not really that you're pro, you know, putting people to death.
It's, it's more complicated. But I also say I could be wrong on that. Yeah. I might be wrong on the abortion issue. I might be wrong on a lot of issues. I think if you have, as a thinking person, you should be able to say, this is my view, but I don't just go crazy. The other side is just evil, because guess what? They might be right.
Right.
I can make an argument that the death penalty is wrong.
That people have a right to make decisions for themselves, whether they're right or they're wrong.
But we have basic principles, and if the basic principles are for pro-free enterprise, pro-business, anti-regulation, anti-big government, pro-freedom, those are the principles of the Republican Party.
Yeah. One of the things I want to say before we take our next break is, you know, you had a great radio show. I was seriously, I was an avid listener to it. It was a great show.
Thanks.
You had another show. And you have so many ideas. You know, you put out opinion pieces and so forth. I know you like to write. When are we going to see more of that, you know, or are you done with that?
No, I don't know. I think that, I had a lot of fun on the radio.
Some people have a gift, and you have a gift for that.
Well, thanks.
You do.
I had a great time on the radio. It's been difficult for me to figure out how to actually do it on a regular basis, because that's very time consuming. Certainly on a daily basis, it's killer. And I have to say, it's also a real job. And you know,
not a well-paying job.
Well, that's another. Well, you know, it can be okay there. But for example, you're on every week from 4 to 5. Well, you got to be here.
Yeah,
you can't.
True.
You know.
Well, you can call it in, but
you got to do it.
You
okay,
do
you
it.
Can't. So you say, hey, you know, I feel like going to Paris. I know you're a Paris fan. that kind of.
That's because I look good on those hats.
Puts a crimp on it.
All right. Well, we're gonna come back to Paris and other things with Grant Woods, former attorney general and trial lawyer, here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Dennis Wolinchek on Legalese.
Bottoms Up, cocktail radio at its finest. Bottoms Up with Jennifer English every Friday at 7 p.m. Celebrating the great global cocktail culture one spirited sip at a time. Join Bottoms Up every Friday at 7 p.m.
Eye Care Professionals has served Southern Chandler for 13 years by providing evaluations for cataracts, dry eye, glaucoma, macular degeneration, and diabetic retinopathy. At Eye Care Professionals, your vision evaluation will include wavefront analysis, a technology available at only about 12 optometrists in Arizona, which enables the creation of custom eyeglasses for sharper, more vivid vision. Eye Care Professionals in Chandler is open 6 days a week and has an optical boutique with over 1,000 designer frames to choose from. Call 480-732-9040, Eye Care Professionals, 480-732-9040.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Don't miss The Real Market with Harrison McLean, Sundays at 10 a.m. The most important hour of unbiased, uncut, and uninterrupted real estate market news you will not hear anywhere else. The Real Market with Harrison McLean, Sundays at 10 a.m.
Did you know short sales can erase all home loan debt?
Don't walk away. Many banks and the government now pay sellers to complete short sales.
I'm Rick Elton.
And I'm Dave Elton. Elton Realty has served the Valley for over 15 years.
Every short sale is different. Outcomes are not guaranteed.
Call for a free consultation that best serves your situation and get a fresh start today.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318.
Or visit eltonrealty.com.
I was gambling in Havana.
No, that's right. Havana is not France. Although, Grant Woods, who we're talking to, former Attorney General, you were in Havana, right?
I went to
Havana. More than I can say.
I went to Havana, and I got to meet with Fidel Castro. We, my wife is Cuban, and her relatives are all very anti-Castro, as am I.
Right.
But the mere fact that I met with him and we had, you know, a long meeting with him, that was maybe 6 years ago.
I'm sure that went over big.
Oh, not at all. I mean, my God, I still hear about that. And today they will walk. Sometime they'll get into the conversation. Oh, how's your friend Castro?
He's not my friend.
Not my friend. Didn't support him. Don't support him. He's
right.
Terrible. I got it.
Right. Another guy that stuck around too long.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Right.
He has. But you got to give him credit for that anyway.
I'll give him credit for that.
How many presidents has he outlasted?
Exactly.
Pretty amazing.
Exactly. He outlasted the stuff in his shoe, the...
Everything.
You know, all that, the thing they were going to put in his cigar to kill him. Everything.
I'll tell you what. And again, it was 5 or 6 years ago. He's been pretty sick since then. But he was really fascinating in that... I think we sat with him. There's a little group of us. Senator DeConcini was one of them. Small group. And I'd say he talked for about 3.5 hours. Almost all him.
He talked nonstop.
Pretty much. I mean, we got a word in every now and then. But it was mainly him rambling on. And he just went from really smart to...
Rambling on.
And we're like, is this guy nuts? And we tried to figure out later.
Well, that happens when you're a dictator. You can do whatever you want.
He was kind of out of the
good
movie,
to be the, king.
The In-Laws.
Yeah.
Remember that
dictator down there?
And he had his
the guy
art.
With the hand puppet?
Yeah, the hand guy and the art with
right.
the boobs and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he was reminding me
of.
Like,
exactly.
Does anyone want to actually say this guy's nuts? we're not going to say it while we're here.
Right.
But
scary.
No, that was fascinating. Scary. It was a fascinating deal. You know, he handed out cigars, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's scary when you can basically be nuts and still be the head of a country.
Yeah. It's terrible what's happened there. I mean, the Cubans are phenomenal people, and it's a beautiful country. And someday that's going to change, too.
Yeah,
well,
hopefully.
That's one thing I respect about Congressman Flake is he's been one of the few people who has stepped out above the politics and said, you know, we need to resume trade with Cuba. We got to drop this embargo. If you want to change a country, flood them with Americans, and they'll throw that clown out in a second. Yeah. But when you isolate them, then we're the bad guys.
Hey, I want to talk to you about a couple of things to make sure I get them in before we break, and that is – what were you talking about, SB 1070 today? Today is the,
today.
I
guess it was today is the first day it can be actually implemented in the field, and what does that mean?
What is being implemented? Yeah.
Well, I think SB 1070 was stopped in its tracks.
And you're always opposed to it, as I recall.
I am opposed to it. Yeah. I just think I understand the frustration everybody had with the immigration problems, and it's a joke that our southern border has never been secured, and despite what the administration says, it's not secure. I think this was a poor answer myself, but it was stopped in its tracks, and it was stopped on a prima facie basis, meaning. Just look at the language of the statute. We can say that is unconstitutional. And so basically that for most of it, that's what the district court judge.
And that's what your objection was. It was a big waste of money over nothing that was
I don't think local law enforcement should be doing the work of the immigration officers. I think they've got enough to do. And I think it really hurts.
Of course, you have to have immigration officers here to do that, but that's another story.
Well, again, I believe the federal government's just has been a dismal failure across the board here, and the answer is for them to do their jobs, not to further burden local police officers and try to make them do it. And I understand the frustration, and so at some point in time, people threw up their hands and said, "If they're not going to do it, we're going to do it."
Yeah.
I don't think that was a good answer, but the part that says that if somebody's pulled over or stopped for a legitimate reason,
right,
and there is a reasonable suspicion that they may be here illegally, you can ask for their papers.
What's the reasonable
that
suspicion
goes
other than the fact that they look like they're Mexican?
That's a problem.
Right. tell me an answer to that. And
if you're brown skin,
you
that's a problem.
Cigar.
Well, you know, they're going to say they can't produce ID. They maybe their dress, they're wearing a sombrero. You know, a few tips
yeah.
like that, you know.
Yeah.
The danger is... the Hispanic culture has been part of Arizona, is part of it. It's part of our past. It's part of our present. It's part of our future.
Yeah.
And we have generations of people here who are Mexican-American. And the danger is that that they'll be stopped, just as blacks have been stopped in the South and other parts of the country, on a pretense. We'll say, you didn't come to a complete stop. You weren't driving in the right lane. You have a crack in your windshield. Some excuse. And the excuse is so that you can then try to harass them for their papers. So ultimately what the Supreme Court held, and Judge Bolton then has gone along with this, let's have some evidence. Let's give our police officers some credit and say they're not going to do that. They're not supposed to do that. They know that. And they're going to be better than that. And if you have evidence that they're doing something to the contrary, come back in and maybe we'll put the brakes on this thing. So that's where we're at today. As of today, officers can do this. If they are racially profiling, then I imagine we'll find out about it. Well, they won't be.
I mean, honestly, I don't know that they couldn't be, frankly. What is the reasonable suspicion that they're here illegally that would prompt them? There really is nothing you can honestly say.
Well, that's why I would just stay out of it. I mean, myself, if people are arrested, then we do check their immigration status. So if they're going to jail, we already took care of that. We're talking about people who are stopped on the street,
right,
or they're driving down the road and they get pulled over.
Right.
At that point in time, I don't see a reason, policy-wise, to go into this whole thing.
So right now, as I understand it, then, it's only the first part of what you just said. People who actually charged with a criminal act are then checked, and that's really what's in effect now.
That's what has been in effect until today. Now, as of today, officers can take that next step in the field.
Okay.
Now, of course, the added problem is, if they think someone, for example, a guy can't show ID, and so now they think, well, he's illegal. They call ICE, the local immigration people, and ICE has said, we're not going to show up. Well,
then what?
Yeah, that's a problem, because even the Supreme Court said, U.S. Supreme Court said, if you detain them long enough, then that could be an illegal stop. So how long are you going to hold on here?
It's a
big mess.
Argument, yeah.
Well, here's what I hope. I hope that after the elections, that Congress and the president, you need a president who will lead. Obama hasn't led. George W. Bush started to and then did not. You need a president who will lead and a Congress who has the guts to act, and they'll do comprehensive immigration reform. We need to let the right people into the country, highly educated, highly trained people with skills, people that we educate in our own universities. We need to make it easier for them to be in the United States. I think we need a guest worker program. For our farms, for whatever. There are jobs out there for these people. Business community wants it. Let's do it. We got to figure out what to do with the people who are here. I'm sure we can do that. And we got to secure the border. We've secured Yuma. California's secure. New Mexico's secure. Texas is secure. It's only Arizona's border and the southern border that is not secure. Secure it. There's plenty of ways to do it. They can do it. I don't believe the United States can't secure its own border. That's baloney. So we need to have people on this, on entitlement reform, on tax reform. We need to have people of goodwill say, hey, let's just drop the act, the politics for a while, and solve some problems.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest point, is that I think that's the biggest frustration for most people.
Yeah, they never solve anything.
Yeah, they don't understand why we're not all Americans and we can't solve these problems.
I don't know.
We're Republicans or Democrats, it seems, and I don't even know what that means in reality.
Yeah.
But we're Americans first, right?
We are.
Yeah.
Well, here's what that means. I'm very strongly for Romney for president. I'm not a fan of President Obama.
You made that clear.
Okay. If he wins, if Obama wins, then we need to support him.
Right.
And that doesn't mean we have to support all his policies, but we ain't going to have to give a little. We're going to say, guess what? He won. So we're not going to get it exactly how we want, but we still have to solve these problems. So let's roll up our sleeves. Don't worry about who gets the credit. If Obama gets the credit, fine. Who cares? Let's solve problems for America.
Yeah, good point. Speaking of which, how can we make Arizona prosper? What's your thoughts on that?
I think Arizona has slid, to be honest with you. I think when I grew up here, it was still a pretty young state, wasn't quite there yet. And then we had just years, decades of tremendous growth. And I'm not so sure. We handled it okay, not great, I don't think. But I think the time when we can just sit back and say, hey, it's a great place to live. We have great weather. et cetera.
Not going to be enough.
That's not enough anymore. So I think what we have, we're going to have to be proactive, and that requires leadership. That means as a community here, we're going to have to say, what do we want Arizona to look like 25 years from now, 50 years from now, and let's go out and make that happen. That means you're going to have a business climate that says, at least in certain areas, if not across the board, this is the best place to do business in the world. Certainly in the United States and in the world. We're going to be at the top here. What do we have to do? Let's do it. We need to be 100% pro-business. Being pro-business, you can still be pro-environment. You can be friendly to consumers. But you have to create an environment so that regulation doesn't strangle you, so that taxes aren't inordinately high. And then lastly, we have to do something about our public school system here.
Yeah.
It's not the best.
And I think education really is the key.
It's the key, and people won't bring their businesses here if we have a poor education system. Dr. Crow, I think, at Arizona State has shown how leadership counts. He's changing Arizona State dramatically. We can do that across the board here. Someone is first in public education. Why not us?
I agree. Grant Woods, former attorney general, trial lawyer, Mr. Arizona to me. We want to see you back in politics, so hopefully someday you'll get back in and make that plunge again.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Dennis.
All right, we love it.
Great show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Same here. We'll be back next Wednesday. This is Dennis Wolinchek, and up next, Michael Savage on KFNX 1100 Independent Talk Radio.
Can you turn to about legal problems? Thursday at 3 p.m., Phoenix attorney Kevin Fallon McCarthy will answer your questions about debt, credit, real estate, and other legal issues. Candid conversation, wise counsel. Thursday at 3 p.m.
My clients have personally called to thank me because they haven't lost any money in their annuities. In fact, many are earning nice returns right now. Hi, this is Steve Lance, author of Annuities, a 21st Century Pension Plan. If you're tired of stock market losses in your 401k or your investment accounts, my book is a roadmap on how to immediately stop the losses and quickly recover so you can enjoy the retirement you've planned for. You deserve some good news, so call me at 800-445-2516, 800-445-2516, or go to AskMrAnnuity.com and get your roadmap to retirement.
I'm Carol Blonder, the host of Networking Arizona, and I've got a way for you to get the word out about what you do. Do an airtime 15-minute segment on my primetime radio show. Call me at area code 602-228-4629, networkingarizona.net.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cape Creek, Phoenix, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.